Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. And I'm Vicky Barcelona. And with me, as always, is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info?
Well, we have an Instagram. It's TheBroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
How you doing, Sarah?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. We just had our little mini break, long weekend for ourselves.
We did. That was wonderful.
Did you do anything fun?
I had my 5 years with my boo. Woo! Yes, that was on Friday. We did our tradition. We went to the Olive Garden. Never ending, you know, salad, soup, and breadsticks.
Seriously,
so good.
The Olive Garden is legit. Like, I love the Olive Garden so much.
Legit. Deals for days. And I feel like that's like the only time of year we go. So we really like all last week, we were just every day so pumped for it. It's kind of special if you only get it like once a year, you know?
Right. It's like anytime I do want to go, I feel like when I do think of it, I'm like, oh, a good Italian like pasta dinner right now sounds amazing. And it's so popular, at least in my area, that it's always super busy. So
See, we go early. We're like the early bird. We think we're like around 3 or 4, you know, right in between lunch and dinner. So it's like not that wild. But yeah, nighttimes usually gets crazy. Yeah, so we did that. And then I had a little wig night with some of my girlfriends. We all pick wigs. We all get dressed up and hit the town. So that was a blast. And I think that's why kind of my voice is like a little scratchy, because we ended up going to like this bar that's like a bar / karaoke / DJ dance floor. So like it was just me like twerking and singing, which was really probably me just screaming.
Right. Especially
but
if it's super loud.
It was a blast.
That does sound like fun.
Yeah.
I had the opposite kind of fun. Like I had my time to myself, so I did anything and everything I wanted to.
So a bunch of crafts, perhaps?
Yes. I made a lot of jewelry. I think you'll like some, too.
Aww. Like, yes, that is quite the opposite of mine.
Yes. It was just awesome just being able to be in my house. Like, hey, I'm going to work on this now. I'm going to go work on that now. I also had the weirdest experience last week, and it pissed me off. No pun intended when I tell you.
Oh.
So much. I think it was, okay, so I was Friday night, so Saturday morning-ish. I woke up, went downstairs. I woke up at like 6 in the morning.
That sounds terrible for a Saturday.
Right. Like, I didn't mean to wake up at 6 in the morning. I was like, well, you know what? I'm going to have some cereal and just chill out in bed. And I walk downstairs. So my kitchen, dining room areas, like I have an interesting setup in my house, but it's all downstairs. And I get down there and I get this stench of cat pee.
Oh, no.
Like a horrible stench. And so I'm having this paranoid moment because you know how, like, especially when it gets cold, your house kind of starts making noises because the house is settling and stuff like that. I'd been hearing noises. I'm like, has there been a cat living in my house? And I didn't know.
Because you have no pets.
I don't have any pets. And I'm allergic to cats and dogs. So I have no desire to have pets, especially when it comes to the waste they produce. Like, I hate the smell of cat, like cat and dog pee and poos. Like, no, thank you. But I walk in and it smelled like when somebody's house, like they just let the cats pee wherever.
So is this in your kitchen?
This is kind of in my downstairs area. I'm like, what the hell is that smell? I told my parents, like, hey, I'm going to come over early tomorrow morning. We're going to all make breakfast together, get my little brother into it and have a good, you know, morning breakfast. I ended up starting to scrub every single spot of my downstairs. Like, to the point where I'm scrubbing the floors on my hands and knees.
Trying to figure out, like, where it came from?
Yeah, where it came from. Like, I couldn't find it. And so it was 6 in the morning. I was like, okay, maybe I'm imagining it. Maybe it's just something in the, you know, I hear, like, especially if you have had COVID, that there's some people whose taste or smell is a little off now.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe it's like the cilantro thing where some people taste cilantro and it tastes like soap to them. Maybe I'm smelling something else and it smells like cat pee.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Right? So I was like, well, you know what? Maybe it's just, I don't know.
What? Ooh, I have a thought of what it could be. Mm. Was it a dead animal?
No.
Oh, damn. My mom, really quick, my mom was sitting on our deck one time and she was out there for like a good hour and then just comes in and is like, what smells so bad? And I'm like, you smell so bad. What are those clothes? It smells like cat pee, or it smells like something came, you know? And then she like went out to where she was sitting and she was sitting on a dead bird the entire time.
No.
She's like, I've been sitting on a dead bird.
Ew.
And I'm like, oh, yo, yep, that's the stench. Mm-mm. I was like, okay, burn those clothes now. Burn our little love seat outside.
No.
Like,
mm-mm.
So, you know, if you think it's, you know, if it smells like pee and you don't have animals, it could be a dead animal. But okay, that wasn't your case.
No, it took me hours and hours. And I figured out it was coming from the corner of my house. So I have two doors downstairs. Three doors. One's a front door. One's the back door to the garage. And then I have a side back door.
Okay.
And I could smell it more and more from the side back door. And I even was looking around my house. I'm like, maybe there is a cat hiding somewhere. Because sometimes I'll leave the door, like, open to crack while I take the garbage out. So, and I'm like, what if I have cats that have hung out in my little porch patio area in the front? It's like, what if
it'd be easy to just creep on inside.
And I've had cats try to come inside. Like, I've been, you know, when it's hot out, I'll leave the door open and get some ventilation in. And cats will start kind of like, hey, what's this? What's that? I'm like, get the hell out of here. No.
No, that's why you need a screen or something.
Right, which I am now going to get the screen I really want, which is like $200.
Jesus.
It's cool because it's not like an actual door. It's a sliding. It like slides into itself. Anywho, one of my many projects and things I need a budget for. That being said, I'm scrubbing the floors with my hands with the rags. I'm seeing like if I find any, you know, yellow pee on it. I'm like, where is this coming from? And I texted Rev, I texted my friends. I'm like, I can't figure out where it's coming from. Like, it's all kind of in this area, but I'm not seeing any pee. I'm not, like, seeing anything on the wall, nothing on the floor. But the smell is getting worse and worse to the point where I can smell it upstairs.
Oh, no, it's spreading.
And so I was like, what the hell is this? And I go outside. When I walk out the front door, I don't smell anything. So I'm walking around my house because my friend pointed out maybe there's a cat underneath your house.
Yeah.
And I have this little area. I'm like, okay, let me go check the thing. I lifted up the board that leads under my house, and it's too heavy. Like, this cat has to be like Thor cat to get under there. There's no
very
way.
Very muscular little creature.
Right. It's pretty heavy, especially with, like, because it had been raining, the wood on top of it soaked, so it's even heavier. It's like, no, it can't be a cat inside. Any vents or anything I have, there's no way for them to get in. It's all, you know, I'm like, okay, what is it? And I walk out into the back area, and I could smell it. Even outside. So I think it must...
Even stronger out there?
Like, it's the same smell as inside. So I'm thinking a cat might have peed, like, by my back door, like, on it. Or in that general area. But I left, like, windows open. Like, I turned the heater off.
Wait,
like,
you still have no idea what that smell was?
I'm 90% sure it was cat pee.
But, like, if a cat peed outside, like...
I think they peed on the door itself. So any, like, smell was coming through the actual, like, on the door.
But, like, it was so strong that it would, like, go upstairs.
And I think it might have even been multiple cats, like, marking their territory or something. I don't know.
Because even, like, with the whole dead bird thing, that was just, like, on my mom's clothes and on the couch. Like, it didn't, like, even when she came inside, it didn't seep throughout the house at all.
And I'm, like, super sensitive to, like, those smells. I hate the smell of cat urine. Yeah. So I was like, maybe I'm over-exaggerating.
Do you like the smell of other urine?
Well, there's some people that are like, oh, whatever, it's cat pee. It's whatevs. Or even
no,
like,
it should never be whatevs.
Like, you would think, but like, I just feel like I'm more dramatic about it is all. But I had two of my friends come over Sunday, and I'm like, can you guys please smell? I have like a candle going, like, smell my house. So one of them said, I didn't smell it when they walked in. Another person said it, like the other friend said it's like faint, but only because she was looking for the smell.
Oh, so this door, did you like wash it?
I cleaned it all off. And so
did you find any when you were cleaning?
No,
the door?
I don't know where. Mm. So by Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, it was gone. So smell. But I did order some cat deterrent spray. It's like you spray it on stuff, like if you're training your cat or if you want the cat not to sit on like your couch or something. It doesn't smell bad. It's a cool smelling spray. It smells like herbs. And you spray it around and it keeps the cats from that area.
Because they just don't like that smell?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like too pungent for them. Imagine just like putting pepper everywhere. It's just kind of what it's too much. So I was kind of lazy. I'm like, okay, well, I don't smell it anymore. So maybe it was just like a one-time thing or whatever. And last night, as I go back downstairs to get some dinner, I could start smelling it faintly again. So I'm spraying the hell out of everything. So we're going to see how that turns out when I get home.
So you have the stuff already at game.
And I was like, okay, I'll spray it later because I was upstairs. And then I came down for dinner. I'm like, nope, got to spray it now.
Have you been spraying it like outside, I assume?
Yes, outside and like on the door itself. I sprayed it on my porch because I had, what was it? On Sunday morning, I came home because I spent the night at my parents' house. I came home and there was two cats hanging out on my porch.
Oh, because I was going to say, you have ring cams. Couldn't you see if they were...
You would think, but, like, I can't, like, where my ring cams are, at least the one in the back area, I can't see on the floor. So the cat would have been too small. That's a thing. So I sprayed the crap out of everything. So hopefully when I get home, I don't smell anything.
That is so weird. Right? Because I really wouldn't think, like, a cat peeing outside, even close to your home, would be that crazy strong of an odor for it to seep inside and all the way, like, through your entire house.
Same. And then I got a package in the mail. I didn't order it. And it came to a person named Isabella with a weird spelling name. No last
Isabella.
Name. And it was like, oh, someone's package accidentally got dropped off here. And I looked. I'm like, no, this is my address. I posted on, like, the neighbor app, and I posted on my Ring Cam app. So you have, like, it's kind of like there's a section in the Ring app where it's like your neighborhood app. And you're like, hey, did anybody accidentally put my address in for their package? I have your package here. Didn't realize it was for someone else. So I opened it.
I was going to say, what's inside?
Well, the first one was like a cat toy. Like one of those little feathery cat toys. So I'm immediately having this paranoia. I'm like, what if, like...
This is getting weird!
What if I wrong somebody and they sprayed... Like, they took actual cat urine and, like, put it all over my house?
What?
Right? Like,
You look like you could be an Isabella, so that's a great name to just be randomly sending packages to your place.
Right.
Oh, my God. And, like, next you're going to get, like, Meow Mix or something.
So I got a second package. I'm like, okay, well, let me put it on the Ring app and everything. That's when I decided to put it out. Hey, did somebody accidentally get stuff sent here? And I thought it was another cat package. After no reply and after the cat smell, I'm like, screw it. I'm just going to open it. And I opened it, and it was just to kind of give you, like, an ambient light in your house, in your room. Or whatever.
Okay.
So I don't have this conspiracy theory where I think someone's doing that to me, the whole cat pee thing.
I wish it was like a laser or something, you know, that cat's
been funny. I mean, it could very well be for a cat, but I've seen kind like Instagram or influencers use this for their pictures for an aesthetic.
Okay, but you didn't Google it and like it doesn't have any, like cats don't love it or something.
It doesn't look like when you look at it. I didn't Google it, but looking at it, I'm like, no, why would they like this? It's not like a salt lamp or anything like that. I mean, that being said, I've seen news stories a few years ago where people were randomly just getting a bunch of cheap products delivered to their house from like Amazon. And it turns out that a lot of companies like Chinese and other companies will mail out products to a person to a random address, and then they'll review it on Amazon. So it becomes popular.
They like know that, right? They know that they're reviewing it for Amazon.
No. So like, let's say I'm trying to do this as my side hustle, right? I'm in a business and I'm selling a bunch of stuff on Amazon. I'll send cheap stuff to your address so that when I review it, because it's my account, I will look like it will say verified purchaser. Because I quote unquote purchased it, I just sent it to a random address.
Oh, okay, but you would have actually had the product before and reviewed it.
It's all a lie.
So just, like if so, this light, you say, oh, this is the best light ever, I love it, but you actually have no idea about it, and then I just send it to someone random and pretend I purchased it.
Yeah, you pretend you purchased it, sends it to the address, and then the person who sent it would review it. And
why wouldn't I just send it to myself for real?
I think Amazon has a really good way of checking when there's scams going on. For example, I used to do this thing. It's technically not allowed, and I am no longer allowed to make...
Ooh, Vicky, the rebel.
I'm not allowed to do reviews on Amazon anymore.
They caught me.
So there are certain companies and brands, like they'll reach out to this person. What they'll do, they'll reach out to everybody like, hey, here is a list of products right now that what they have you do. You buy the product. You wait about a week after you receive the product and you write a review. Once you're done with the review, you send in how much the product was, a picture of your review or a link to the review and all that stuff. And you get it reimbursed and you keep the product.
Okay. You never actually use the product?
I could. Like, and you can pick which products you want. You don't have to just pick random. I mean, you could if you wanted to.
Oh, so it's really just like you getting the product for free.
Yeah. Like, I got a really cool pillow out of it. I've gotten headphones.
But isn't that fine if you actually wrote a review about it or no?
But because I'm getting, technically, I'm getting paid for it. like, because I get my money back for it and I get the product and stuff, it's like,
oh, you get your money back and you get to keep the product. Okay, yeah. So it's not just the product for free.
No.
Like, oh, yeah, that is a little scammy, girl.
It is. It's technically, yeah. You're, because you're usually, like, saying, oh, this is amazing. And I tried, the products I actually liked, I would, like, actually give them really good props. Everything else, I was just more like, oh, you know, it's good. I like this about it. And that, you know, wouldn't go into too much detail. But most of the products that I picked, I really enjoyed.
But you still got everything for free and your money back. Yep. So
I got to keep the product and I got my money.
At that rate, yeah, just say the product's great.
Right, exactly. Like, and I got, like, what, a free, like, nail light for gel nail. Like, I've gotten so much stuff from it, but I'm not allowed to do reviews anymore. So Amazon kind of has a
Amazon found out that you were doing this.
They figured it out just because of...
Wow. Did they message you or anything?
Well, whenever I go to make a review, it won't let me. It says you're not allowed to do this.
So they straight up just, like, banned you.
From reviewing, yes.
But they didn't tell you why or something. You never figured out you couldn't until you tried to.
Yeah. Like, and so then, yeah, it's, I think it was because my roommates at the time were also doing it, and sometimes we'd pick the same product, and if we picked the same product, and it came to our same address, we weren't allowed, like, I think Amazon's like, okay, something seems fishy.
Yeah.
And that's when they started catching on, like, oh, these people are ordering these products around the same time, and,
Weird.
So, they have a really good system in place to check for that kind of stuff, and so that's why I think they send it to my address. As like sent these packages to my address, so it's like, okay, this is a person who actually buys stuff.
Huh.
I don't know.
I wonder if you're gonna get more.
Yeah,
I'm like, do you like it or is it annoying? Is it fun to get a secret package and be Isabella, or are you like, ugh, I'm over it?
Well, I don't know. Like, one, I'm like, if it's cool stuff, then sure, why not send me the free stuff?
But like, don't know. You don't have a cat. You're like, what the hell am I gonna do with this cat?
I'll probably give it a rev, but.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there you go.
At the end of the day, I worry that, like, what if I'm wrong and this is actually somebody's package and I'm opening someone's packages that are legit, but they don't have a last name on it. That's why I also think.
True. And I feel like I would keep everything you get for like a few months, and then if that much time has gone by,
right? Like, I will reimburse you for this cat toy that probably cost you $5.
Damn, I was really kind of, I mean, not hoping that someone was totally effing with you and like making your whole house smell like cat urine and then just sending you like things about cats. Like, that'd be the weirdest thing. But like, if you really wanted to get back at someone, like, kind of genius in a sense.
Right. Like, you, because it's not only like doing something to them, now it's the psychological game. Like, yeah, I am doing this to you. Had the second package been another cat toy, I would have 100% thought. This is what they're doing.
Even the first one is such a weird coincidence.
Right?
Like, out of everything they could have sent you, they sent you a cat toy.
Right. I'm like, and then they're putting, like, maybe they're putting cat pheromones, because I get there and there's two freaking cats just sitting there. On my, like, one on my rocking chair, one on my, on the ground. I'm like, can you?
Dude, you're going to start having, like, nightmares about cats. Maybe this is a sign that you should get a cat.
No. I do not want a cat.
It's actually pushing me in the opposite direction of that.
Like, I'm spraying it. Like, cats get, like, I used to not have a problem with the cats hanging out on my porch. Sometimes I'd wake up, well, they'd scare the crap out of me early morning. I'd leave to go to work, and the cat would be sitting on my, I have a rocking chair with, like, a pillow on it, an outside pillow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'd open the door and the cat just freaks out
and I scurry away.
I'm like, who the hell's here?
Yeah, what is that?
It's like, at least
it's like just a cat and like not a raccoon or something.
No, they're for sure cats.
Yeah. Weird.
And I've jokingly said that there is like some sort of cat coven going on in my neighborhood.
A lot of them.
Yeah, because there was one occasion I was driving home, like the first year that I lived in my neighborhood. I'm driving. And I see in the middle of the road, like, 5 or 6 cats in a circle just hanging out. Like, they're just hanging out.
And maybe you're just, like, their next victim. They just, like, choose a house to just, like, screw with.
Right.
And you were next on the list.
Or they know that I'm onto them about their cat coven.
And they know that you're a cat hater. So now they're even more like, ooh, this girl's got to pay.
Right. Something. It's like, I will leave food out for you. Just stop peeing on my stuff.
No, don't do that. They'll never.
No, I know. If I could talk to them, I'd be like, look. What can I do to keep you from peeing on my stuff?
Meow, meow, meow.
Okay.
They'd probably be like, give me food, but it'll never go away.
I'll give you food. I have no problem feeding you. Just stop peeing on my stuff.
You need to feed them like far away, like in your neighbor's just neighbor's deck or something.
I just got
to
keep spraying. And like, I was looking at like cat deterrent stuff, and there's some stuff that made me feel really bad. Like,
why does it poison them?
No, no, no. It doesn't poison them, but there's stuff that you can put on the ground that has like spikes on it, so when they step on it, it hurts. I'm like, oh, that seems
like a
mean
rat trap, but like cat trap.
Like, I mean, it's not going to trap them. It just keeps them like, oh, I don't want to step on this.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like electric fences for dogs, you know? Yeah. Like, if you think about it, like, that's probably not fun and pretty painful, but you still do it.
But, I'm just going to keep spraying the spray and see how it goes.
Hopefully it goes well, because I don't know how long I'd be able to last in a house smelling like, unless, you know, people get used to it.
And
maybe
I do not want to get used to it.
Maybe you'll be like the house that you just walk into and like everybody else is like, smells like cat pee. But you are just so used to it, you don't even know.
I do not want that.
Trust me, if I come over and it smells like that, I'll let you know.
Right. No, I'll see how it smells when I get home today. I have now become, I have a million candles, but I've always been like, I don't want to use them. I use them for a special occation. Yeah. No, they're all brain burnt.
They're
right
all
now.
Burning. This is a special occasion. Well, especially candles are expensive.
Exactly.
So I get it.
So I am I'm lighting my candles. I'm making everything smell nice. I'm turning the heater off so it doesn't get worse.
Or smelling like a nice mixture of the good candle smell and the cat pee.
No, thank you. So hopefully that spray did its job. I don't think I noticed the smell this morning. So I like to keep that positivity and hoping it doesn't smell when I get home.
Girl, I hope it doesn't too for you.
But that was
that was your weekend. Wow.
Yeah, I ended up scrubbing and mopping everything again yesterday just in case. Like, I'm like, well, I finished one area where I scrubbed it really well. Let me scrub the rest. So I'm like, my house is slowly looking pretty, but then I'll do one thing and I'll make a mess in another room.
And then you're back to
just like, dang it.
Square one.
Like, I very much need somebody to come hang out. Like, I will feed you. I will give you snacks. You can watch whatever you want on the TV, play on your phone, read a book, whatever you want. Just sit here with me while I do my stuff.
So you stay focused?
Yeah. No, it's an actual thing.
The stuff?
Have I ever told you about that?
Yeah, I remember. Do I yell at you to tell you to keep doing the same thing you're doing?
I'd rather not, because that would make me not want to do it.
Because if you were like, let's say, making a bracelet, but then all of a sudden you want to make a crown, and then all of a sudden you want to do your laundry, does that person there say, bitch, you need to finish your bracelet first? In a nice way, of course. That wasn't right. That nice. Vicky, get back to making your bracelet. Remember, you really want to finish that. Wow, that was nice.
I was like, that was very nice for you.
Wow, let me pat myself on the back.
I did find out a new trick to remind yourself what you were working on when you tend to do that. When you're working on one thing, you go to another and you forget what the previous things were. One of the tricks, so if you have ADHD, this may work for you, where they have clothespins with what you were doing on them.
Okay.
So if you were doing the dishes and you walk away for a minute, you put the clothespin on you. And so when you look
where are these clothespins?
I actually don't remember where they had it in their thing. But
they have to have them in a very convenient spot, I feel like.
I think if it's like your dishes, you put the clothespin by where the dishes are, by your sink. If it's laundry, you put the clothespin by your laundry. So if you're doing that and you don't finish, you're like, oh, I have to go get something for the laundry downstairs. You put the clothespin on yourself so you remember later, what was I doing? Oh, yeah, I have to go do the dishes and the laundry.
And what if you don't remember the clothespin?
Well, like, that's what, like, you have to train yourself to remember it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I feel
you
like
have to put it right there.
You need another trick to be able to remember the clothespin.
Right. I don't know. I feel like there's some people who can, like, these tricks are helpful. Some people don't.
Have you
like
tried it?
No, I just saw it, a video of somebody doing this. I'm like, okay, this might be a thing. But I have so many, like, very specific things I do. So,
like, to try to remember?
Yeah, like, dishes and laundry are pretty broad. But making a crown, making a bracelet, they're all just so very random and specific.
You'd have so many clothespins.
I'd have so many clothespins.
And then making the clothespins would be a whole other crafty project.
It's like, oh, I gotta make these clothespins look cute. Let me just paint them real quick. Five hours later.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a thing. It's a real thing that happened. I actually did have one or two articles that I did want to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But I was going to give you the option of which one we wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes, let's do it.
Would you like to know about people getting banned from places or people who trusted their gut and were proven right.
Oh, let's do banned from places.
All right. So this is from Ranker. I love Ranker. They have a lot of really cool nerdy stuff, which is where I get a lot of stuff for my geek sheets. If you listen to BJJ's Geek Nation.
Oh, nice.
But I saw this, that they had people write in and people got to vote which one was the best or whatever. But it's like 23 times people were banned from places for the most hilarious reasons.
Oh, yay. Okay.
And so now have you think if you've gotten banned from anything or anything this good. So one person says, I got banned from Walmart probably 22 years ago for grabbing one of the microphones and broadcasting over the store that it was closing in 10 minutes and the dogs will be released shortly. The security guard told me that it was hilarious, but I'm not welcome back.
Wow, they got banned for that?
I guess, I mean, you're not really supposed to be touching their stuff like that.
It's a joke. It's harmless. It's not like they said anything too crazy over the microphone. They could have said a lot worse.
Right. Another Redditor posted, because this is all from a Reddit thread. I got banned, quote unquote, from Six Flags Great Adventure in New Jersey several times in the early 90s. Back when I was in high school, season passes were like $40 or something, making it a no-brainer to buy one if you intended to go at least twice. My friend and I went probably 5 to 7 days a week since we lived close by.
Dang.
We knew the park and its operations better than pretty much anyone who didn't work there and eventually grew too comfortable with taking shortcuts through employee areas, trying to climb things we shouldn't, bothering other guests, and overall being a bunch of New Jersey teenagers, a.k.a. jerks. Thing is, the only IDs we had on us were our season passes, which were always assigned fake names for no pre-planned reason. Summer of 1994, my pass said Oscar Schindler. Is that from Schindler's List, I guess? We eventually got into so much trouble that they would take our passes and tell us we were banned for life. Well, another $40 at the front gate and boom, back in as It's Hack Stern. I don't know. They needed at the time to figure out the flaws in their system.
Dang, good for them.
$40
and they did
season
not
passes.
Care.
Yeah.
Dude, those are deals.
Right? It's like $40 to get in once, if you're lucky.
Yeah, it's more than that nowadays.
I don't know. I don't remember how much we paid for our Six Flag tickets when we went. It might have been like $50. We went back in Atlanta.
That's not actually too bad, though, no, for like it, the whole, because you don't have to pay more for rides. Like, it's like every ride, right?
You still have to stand in line. And Atlanta was fine until it got to like midday, got really unbearably hot and busy.
Yeah, in the summer.
Mm-hmm. And it was such a random car ride. I don't think you, I think that was the year you broke your.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, because you hurt your foot. But to get there, we took an Uber and you have to go through, or maybe the super driver was just weird or knew the shortcut, but you go into these residential areas.
Uh-huh.
So you're passing by neighborhoods of homes everywhere, but all the homes are like boarded up. They're very shady looking neighborhoods.
Wow.
And you're like, either these homes have nobody living in them or something suspicious is going on, but we were a little worried.
Was Six Flags in that kind of neighborhood?
It was like passing this neighborhood and then you're in Six Flags.
Oh, okay.
But it was like a 20-some minute drive, and most of it was in these neighborhoods.
That's so weird. Maybe it was a shortcut, or like there was just traffic on the freeway.
I don't know. But it was just, we were a little concerned.
Like a water area? Like water rides, I mean?
I don't remember.
Like Atlanta, summer, hot, you'd think so, or you'd hope.
I think if there was, we didn't go on them.
Oh, okay.
So I don't remember.
Maybe you guys just didn't go to that part of the the Six Flags.
All right. Another one on this list, reasons people have gotten banned. Yeah, this person deserved to get banned.
Oh!
This person says, feeding the seagulls. We ruined the entire upper deck's dining experience with a few french fries. Dozens, maybe hundreds swarmed. It was like a scene from The Birds. The people had to evacuate.
Oh, like everyone was just trying to enjoy their meal? Mm-hmm. They probably had signs so much, like all over that said, please don't feed the seagulls.
Right.
Dude, that'd be epic, though.
It reminds
me. Not to like be there, but to like watch it all happen.
There is this video, and I'm pretty sure it's fake. It came out many, many years ago. Maybe I was still in high school when it came out, but this person did a prank where they were feeding all the seagulls at the beach. I don't remember what they were feeding them, but they mixed laxatives in it. So all these seagulls.
Oh my gross!
In the video, and it looked kind of fake watching it. Were, you know, eating the food and then flying, and it was basically a rainstorm, a brown rainstorm, I'll just say that.
Why would anyone do that?
White rainstorm, because it's poop white.
That's so gross.
Right? So I don't, it looked kind of fake. Look, thinking back on it, I'm sure I could Google it right now and figure it out, Snopes it, but.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if like that's happened though.
Or something like that.
Teenagers just thought it'd be funny.
I feel like that would kill the sequels, the laxatives, but who knows?
Ugh.
No, thank you. Do not want. This other person writes, my friend and I were banned for life from a casino in Las Vegas 20-something years ago.
Dope.
Have you ever been banned from anywhere in Vegas?
No.
Okay. Not going to lie, a little surprised. We had gone for his 21st birthday, which was a week prior. Despite being of legal age, he looked appropriately 12. Oh, baby face. Baby. After being carded by a cocktail waitress for the 700th time, she recommended he go to the security desk, show his ID, and get a stamp on his hand showing he's 21. That way, he wouldn't have to keep pulling out his license. Great. We go to security. They stamp my hand in 2 seconds, but start examining his ID real closely.
Okay.
They pull out the guidebook for all the state's driver's license. They call over a supervisor. Finally, they say, wow. Nope, sorry, this is fake. It says under 21 on it. My friend at first calmly tried to explain that he turned 21 a week before and was 21 when he got his license, which is why it was on there. He lived in one state and was going to college in another and hadn't gone home to renew his license yet. But it wasn't expired, so it was valid. They said, this is a private establishment. We're not comfortable with it, and we're asking for you to leave. Now, he had a bad temper, which I knew, and he had been drinking. And I tried to defuse the situation and said, hey, F this place. There's 100 casinos on the strip. Let's go somewhere else. He agreed, and we hit it out the door. 10 feet from the exit, I hear, F it. I'm giving that a-hole a piece of my mind. 5 minutes later, we were escorted to a room off the floor, had our pictures taken, and were told we were banned for life. And if we ever returned, we would be charged with trespassing. I haven't been to Vegas since then. But if I do, I'd like to walk in to test the facial recognition software.
Wow, that's epic.
That is the worst when you're with a friend who has a temper.
Dude, I love that. I wish I was there. I wish he was my friend. And especially because he was in the right. Everything he did was legal. He was 21. He had a valid license. Like, this is completely on the casino. I'm totally with this guy. I would have been talking him up. You bitch that guy out. Let's effing go.
And that's how Sarah got banned from the casino.
Yeah. See, I've never been banned because I don't know. I mean, I should have been. I had a fake ID, but my fake ID got into, like, almost everywhere. So... But wow, that's crazy. And it's just one. I mean, his buddy's right. There's so many other casinos. Like,
right.
And plus, I would love to see if like they would even recognize him or if they do have a facial recognition thing.
Software.
I kind of doubt it. And plus, there's so many people like right. all the time in all those casinos. It'd be really impressive if they did, though. And they were like, right. You came here 20 years ago and we have your face on file. You must leave.
Right.
I'd be like, whoa, okay.
It's like, okay. I think it's just to scare the youngins. But could you imagine sure. looking like, I mean, everyone wants to look younger, but 12
dude,
years
that would be
old
so
when you're 21.
And dudes don't want to look younger. Mm-mm. Like if it was, I mean, even girls at that age, I didn't want to look younger than 21 when I was 21. I think I started wanting to look younger when I was like 25. Then I was like, okay, now I wish I looked 23-ish.
When I was 21, I wouldn't mind. I didn't necessarily want to look younger, but I didn't want to necessarily look 21 either. I'm like, I'm okay looking like 18. Or 19.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. But
I feel like guys are different. You know, they want to be able to grow a beard and get the older ladies.
I don't know. I guess it's just because I have a brother who has like a pretty impressive beard. Or for him.
For him.
It's not like a full beard. It gets pretty long and bushy, but it's still kind of patchy comparative to like other guys you see here in Seattle.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty impressive. And he's been growing. He's always had facial hair. Like it's not like full grown, like the whole cheek. But a good chunk of it. So it's a decent. I've seen worse.
You've seen worse. You've probably seen better too.
Well, yeah. He's an average beard. How about that?
Okay.
This person says, I got mistaken for somebody else whilst on a holiday a few years back. I popped into a local shop to grab a sandwich and drink, and a staff member forcibly marched over to me and yelled, you're not allowed in here, I've told you before. And she grabbed my sandwich and bottle of water from me and put them back. I, of course, tried to protest and explain that I have never been in there before and was a visitor to the area, and she gestured for the security guard to come over and escort me out. I stood watching us from a distance with her arms folded and smug look on her face, occasionally shouting, if she doesn't go, I'm calling the police. Thankfully, the security guard was a little more understanding about the situation and happily looked at my driver's license, which proved I lived in a different area. I offered to show it, but said, perhaps it would be best if you didn't come here again. So they still like. I think it was probably the worker who was feeling smug. Like, yeah, you're not allowed in here.
I wonder what the other person did to get that kind of reaction at a sandwich shop. You know what I mean?
If she was in there and be like, "Hey, I just want to get my sandwich and everything," what did this person do?
Yeah, what?
Get the info for us.
That looks like me did before, where you really don't want me in here again.
Do you ever get banned because of someone else?
Yes.
My family. Oh, wait, I have. You have?
I have, yeah.
Who was it?
My ex-boyfriend. Shocking.
Oh, yay.
Shocking. It wasn't in Vegas, though. And it was years ago. It was like, middle school.
Being drunk or something? Oh.
No. I wasn't that cool in middle school, Vicky.
No, like, I said that before. I knew it was middle school.
Yeah, no, it was my ex-boyfriend. He, I mean, you know, what else do you do besides hang outside of, like, drugstores or gas
Target,
stations?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're that age.
There's nothing else to do.
What else to do but eat Lunchables and play with lighters?
Oh.
Well, he played with lighter. You know when you, like, put the gas on first and then light it?
Yep.
He did that to my pants. And the whole, the lighter went up in flames. My pants went up in flames. And he chucked the lighter. And it was, like, literally, like, an inch away from someone's car tire. So I think they might have seen. And, yeah, it was outside of Walgreens. So we got banned for life from Walgreens. Me, my ex-boyfriend, and my friend at the time.
Have you ever been in again?
Yes, we went in 2 years after the manager recognized us and kicked us out again.
Okay, that's awesome.
I know. I was like, whoa, I'm impressed.
All right.
Yeah, they were like, I remember we were like looking in the card section. I don't know. We were getting a greeting card and we were like, wow, like, it's fine. Like, they're not going to recognize, probably new management, blah, blah, blah. And then she came up to us and like kicked us out again. And then, of course, I mean, this was, gosh, I don't even know how old you are in middle school, but
11,
years
12,
and years
13,
later. So nowadays I go into Walgreens all the time because it's a way.
Not big deal.
It's probably been like 8 different bosses since then, you know. But yeah, I was very, because we waited a while to go back in. And when we went back in, they kicked us out again. And I was like, wow, you really meant banned for life.
They weren't kidding. let me read a few more. But this person actually got banned because of their mom. So my family was banned from a local Marco's Pizza for years because of my mom. She used to have some anger issues and always really, really loved garlic butter. So when the Marcos forgot to include the garlic butter with the order, she called and asked them to deliver a single cup of garlic butter to our house. The Marcos reasonably said they cannot do that and she could come and get it. She stormed over there with our pizza and proceeded to smear the whole thing on their windows and counters. Haven't had Marcos since. That is like...
next level?
Crazy. And petty.
Wow. What else was going on in her life where she needed to take it out on this pizza place?
She just had the anger issues.
Holy,
you don't mess with her.
Holy crap.
I've had people in my life that were very quick to anger, and I just do not put up with that. If you're that person, sober or not, that will just get angry at the drop of a hat, like everything will change in a second's notice over something that doesn't matter. I'm done. We're not. No, I don't want to hang out.
See,
with
I grew up with someone like that, aka my father.
That's
so
fair.
I'm used to that whole thing.
See, I had an ex-boyfriend who was like that. Like, he was my boyfriend in high school, my first boyfriend, and then we were friends like when we became adults for a little while. And I remember we were getting coffee at a coffee stand, and we were standing outside of it because you could walk up to it. And mind you, at the time, he used to wear, like, leather jackets with, like, the spikes. And he had...
dude, too cool for school.
Right? He had the black eyeliner. He had a red mohawk that I used to shave and dye for him.
Wow. Edgy.
And so he's like... it's like, I'm gonna go fight those guys. I'm like, why? What? What's going on? He's like, dude, just keep looking at me. I'm like, you look like a freaking rocker rooster. Of course they're looking at you. Like, of course. Like,
and
you are
probably
a sight
not
to be
jealous
seen.
Of your look. They're
no,
probably
they're just looking at him. They're looking in his general area like, okay, that's different. And so he was getting all riled up. I'm like, seriously? Like, what's the big
chill.
Deal?
Yeah.
And I remember he wanted to start a fight with me over text. This is when we were friends after the fact. And I like made a joke at him. Via the text thing, and he started like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, it was a joke. He's like, oh okay.
He sounds so sensitive.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I would have been like, go fight him then. And then he probably wouldn't have fought him. Like, he was just trying to be a tough guy, you know? I'm like, if you want to go try to fight him. Let's see how this is going to happen.
But then, because I was very much the mom of the group, it'd be my dumb ass having to go in and, like, with no money at the time. I was, like, 19 or 20 years old, having to go bail him out of jail.
Oh, you don't have to do that. Hell no.
Yeah. So, but no, he's a retired, not retired, but he was in the military for a while from what I heard. And I think he's a truck driver.
Maybe he
would
have fought someone then.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that
I will say the whole like anger thing though, like the older I get, the more like exhausting it is.
Yeah.
I used to be able to like, oh yeah, you want to fight? Let's fight. Let's go.
Just
let's
riled
let's,
up.
Let's do it. Why? Okay. Oh, you're trying to fight me? Let's freaking fight then. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, this is exhausting.
It's like both mentally, physically. I'm
physically.
Like, okay.
My throat hurts from like, I don't even know. I don't even care. Like, you know.
It's just like, I'm just going to look at you with like my dead eyes like, really? And just walk away without saying a word.
I'm like, wow, you still have so much passion. Okay, you can have all the passion. I'll just watch now.
Just realize, like, some things are just not worth it.
And I'm like, dang, I used to be like, let's go. And I'm like, if you want to go, okay, can I just chill? Can I sit this one out?
Nope. Let's do one more. I'm just, like, going to pick a random one, flipping through it. All right, let's do number 12. Stop moving. Okay. Says candy bars or candy boys. Got banned from a local Kmart about 25 years ago for figuring out if you just slap the handle on the old twist turn candy dispensers that took a quarter, it would give you free candy.
Nice.
Yeah, they call that stealing. Took my photo and everything. For the record, I did in fact know it was wrong and don't dispute on a technicality. It was stealing. It was actually taught me a good lesson. And honestly, still, though, I was just a kid and being walked into the security office for my photo was terrific.
Yeah.
I don't
like,
think that's a bad, like, if you can figure
you get
out.
Banned.
That's silly. Little, that's, especially if they're a kid. It's like, maybe tell a kid, like, yo, what are you doing?
And how much is that candy? You know what I mean?
25 cents.
Right.
The upcharge on that, like, you can buy a whole bag of the same candy of Skittles for a dollar. Maybe at that time, 25 years ago, it was probably like 75 cents or 50 cents.
Yeah.
You can get the whole bag. So the upcharge on this is astronomical. Calm down.
Yeah. Have you ever been banned from anywhere? Or are you too good?
No, the only time that I really remember I got kicked out of, it wasn't even banned because they didn't take my picture or anything.
Oh, yeah, I've been kicked out of.
Yeah. Places. Like, I don't.
Multiple times, but not kicked out for like ever. I guess that'd
no.
be banned.
So. Yeah.
When did you get kicked out of somewhere?
I was 17 years old and I went on my school trip to Europe and okay. we were in France and we went into the red light district because there's a lot of history, but there's also a lot of sexy stuff. So I'm like, let's go. I want to go into an adult store because we weren't 18 yet. So we're like, okay, let's like, I don't know what the age is. We can drink here in France. So you think we can go into the sex store, right?
Right.
So we go in. I'm like, okay, you guys just act like you belong. Don't make a big deal about it, right? And at the time, I was like the only one, like myself and like one of the guys that, like, it was a guy and then myself and like three or four girls.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, just him and I were like, both have had sex previously. So we're like, okay, we got this. So just act like you belong. You're an adult. The other girls go in, immediately start giggling.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, if you've never been into a place like that and you're 17 and you see all the big, giant
everything.
Things and toys and, you know,
right.
like.
That's why I said, I'm like, just act like you belong. Just hold it in. And they immediately started giggling and they're like, you out. And like kicked all of us out. We're like, okay, bye.
They didn't even ask how old you guys were?
No. They just saw us giggling and they just kicked us out. Bunch of
they
foreigners.
They knew you guys weren't going to buy anything.
Oh, I might have.
You and the dude might have.
Right.
Wait, you haven't been kicked out of anything in your like adult life? You've never been kicked out of a bar or a casino or a club or a karaoke place or...
Technically, my group got kicked out of a bar once. It was New Year's Eve. And I remember it was a Fado here in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Right. Oh, is it not there anymore?
I don't think so. I think it closed after COVID.
Oh, I don't remember. I got
started.
It.
Yeah.
Anywho. But if it is, R.I.P. We went in, it was my best friend and all her friends from college. And I think she was still going to college at the time. So these...
It's like freshly 21-year-olds-ish?
We were about 23. Yes, we were about 23 years old. They're all engineers over at Wazoo, and they know how to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So the days leading up to that, I had really bad like stomach flu.
Oh.
So the idea of drinking, just I'm like, I've just been nauseous and not having tummy problems the last few days. I really don't want to drink.
Yeah.
And I had just gotten, like a day or two before, I had gotten more of my back piece tattooed. So I'm wearing...
Oh, God. You know, during when you had the stomach flu?
I think it was either before or after. I don't remember.
Oh, that sounds like horrible timing.
Right. But also, I think I just powered through it. I don't know. I don't know why. It's been a long time.
Obviously, you made it through. So
I mean, it was like 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm ready. I'm looking cute. I'm feeling good. I'm not sick anymore. On New Year's Eve, we go out and they're already been drinking. They're all pretty drunk. And I'm like, nope, just a Sprite for me. Thank you. And we kept spilling drinks. There's just so many of us in a small area that we kept knocking over drinks. And the waitress got super annoyed by it. And I don't blame her. And they kicked us out. Like, you guys have spilled way too many drinks. You guys are out of here.
Dang.
And the funny thing is, the three drinks that were spilled were all by the people who weren't drinking, including myself.
Oh, man. So the drunk people are like, really? Y'all had to ruin it for us?
And we got kicked out. But instead of, because of the way Fado was, instead of being on the left side, we ended up going to the right side. So instead of leaving, we all just went to the other side of the bar.
Oh, and the waitress never saw you guys?
And no,
like,
and I think we ended up moving up towards the original side, but further down. And nobody ever said anything. We just smushed into like a tiny little table area.
Hopefully you guys didn't spill more drinks in your tiny table.
No, and I give my friend crap for this whenever this story gets brought up. Because she, during this time of her life, when you're a college student, they had a thing in that group of friends where they would steal glasses from places.
Yeah.
And me, being the person who always brings a purse.
You're the one that has to do it.
I had the giant purse. So she's like, Vicky, I'm putting this in your bag. I'm like, whatever. And we piled all the bag. Everyone piled all the purses and jackets and stuff everywhere.
Did it fall off?
It fall and it broke all the glass in my bag.
What? Wait, so the glass broke in your bag? It didn't actually fall out of your bag?
No, it was inside my bag. The bag fell and broke.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was not a great night either because I had just gotten my tattoo done. And so we were all dancing. The cool thing with this group of guys is that they like to dance. Sometimes, cool. You know, you kind of get a group of guys. They're like, no, we'll just watch you guys. I'm like, no, yeah. Get in here and dance with us. So these guys like to dance and they were all drunk. So they're like,
in your back.
No, one guy, like, he had a thing where he would turn you over and kind of, like, bend you down to kind of do the grinding thing, like, while you're twerking.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he kept running his hand up my back to push me down. And I'm like, ow, ow, ow. I'm like, stop touching my back.
He was like, girl, you ain't this flexible. Come on, you can do it.
And I could. Like, I'm like, okay, that's fine. I don't mind being bent over. Don't touch my back. Or at least not the upper part of my back.
Yeah, but some drunk dude just trying to get his grind on isn't going to hear you, isn't going to comprehend that you just got a tattoo, and isn't going to care.
Oh, yeah. I told him like three times. I'm like, I'm over it. I'm going to leave. I'm going to go sit down.
I'm going to go leave with my glass shattered bag now. Yeah.
But I always tell her that, and she just always gives me a look. I'm like, bitchy, it was you. Like,
Dude, sucks. So did you have to like take all the glass out and like empty everything? Oh.
Yeah. Luckily, the glass was empty. At least she was smart enough to do that.
Yeah, not put a full glass of beer. And then it shattered, so you have beer and glass just everywhere.
Right. I'm just so glad I figured out a system to carry the least amount of things with me when I go out now.
What do you do? Just a backpack?
No, so my phone, I have like a little wallet on the back, so I just carry my ID and my...
Holler, welcome to my life, little flip case.
And it comes off. First, so I can charge
it. So you don't take out a bag anymore when you go out?
Unless I specifically know I'm going to need it. No.
That's great.
Yes, I don't want to carry a bag out.
No, it just gets in the way. And then you're like, okay, I don't really need really anything in this bag.
And usually what ends up happening, because there's some people that wear heels out and carry a pair of flats with them and then carry their bag.
Which is smart.
It is smart. But when I'm like, I don't even like wearing heels very often when I go out because I know I'm going to change into them. So there's no point. I'd rather be the short girl from beginning to end. But when I go out with my best friend and we go out dancing she's got these really sexy boots that are really high.
High heel?
They're high heel boots and they're like thigh highs and they fit her and they fit me. So I remember we went to go see Kesha and she was super drunk and she just looked at me. She's like, my feet really hurt. And I'm like, I told you, we're going to a concert. You don't like, you got to wear comfortable shoes. And I'm like, I looked at her, I'm like, do you want to trade? Yes, please.
Oh, you're so nice.
So I know at some point, even if I want to wear heels, at some point in the night, I'll probably end up trading with her. So I'm not bringing extra.
Yeah, and then you guys can just like swap.
Switch off. Yeah, and I mean, I can handle half the night by that point just wearing them, especially if you go to a bar and we're sitting. I'm like, I can handle this.
Or if like you see a cute guy and you want to be
like hey.
Ooh, yeah. Okay. Can I borrow your shoes, girl? There's a cute man I want to walk by him with these heels on.
So that's the cool thing about being in a similar size to your best friend when you go out. like size and clothing size. Like, she's got much bigger boobies than I do. But for the most part, most of the clothes that I buy and that she buys fit each other. So we end up swapping a lot of stuff. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, you guys
awesome.
Can share. Yeah, I wish I had more friends like that. That'd be very convenient.
Right. Like, when I went to Europe with my cousin, like, when I was 24, it's like, cool, what shoes are you bringing? Like, so that way we can switch off. Like, we'll wear nice shoes. Like, you can borrow my nice shoes. She's like, no, I'm, like, literally two to two and a half sizes smaller than you. She's got...
Oh, God, yeah. Your feet would be cramped.
She's got tiny baby feet. Like, literally, like, she could shop in the kids section. She has shopped in the kids section.
Oh, see, I want, like... I love if my feet were like two sizes smaller, but I don't want children's feet.
No, like she's like a 6, 6.5.
Yeah, I want like a 7.5.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm like anywhere between 8, 8.5 and you're 9.
See, that's like perfect. Yeah, I'm a 9.
It's. I mean, I feel like 8.5, 9 is like the average foot size. So I feel like you have more options.
I actually have like friends who have bigger feet. Friends are like 10s.
Weird.
Which honestly, I'd probably rather have them like a little bigger than like really small.
Well, I feel like having the average foot size, more people have the same foot size as you. So that's nice if your friends have the same foot size as you. That way you can share. However, when you go to the store and you're going to the clearance section, it's always like the baby feet or the bigger feet.
Yeah.
So 10s will have a lot more options in the clearance section.
Yeah. And we just get effed.
Because there's nothing. What did we learn? What did we do today?
We learned that Vicky needs to be kicked out and banned from more places. That's what we learned. That's what I learned. Okay. I want to get you like real life kicked out because it's because of you. It's your fault you're kicked out. Not because it's your friends or any of that.
Here's the thing. Anytime that I probably would get kicked out or anything, like I'm real good at sweet talking. And that's how.
Not when you're like about to get kicked out. There's like no turning back.
I feel like
once
you're
they've
drunk,
decided... They've like, decided.
At the very least, like, if I get kicked out, I won't get banned. Because I'm like, you know what? I totally understand. Let me get this, you know. I'm so sorry.
Oh, yeah. Every time I've gotten kicked out, I've been very nice about it. I don't really like.
But you're still.
I'm always shocked. I'm more like, what? You're kicking me out? Me? Are you sure? And then the next moment, I'm like, outside in the cold, alone. And everyone's like. I think Sarah just got kicked out.
Oh, Sarah.
That's what we decided. That's what Vicky needs to accomplish this year. That should be on your one of your like one thing to do a month list.
Yeah, no, I have
your
no
New Year's resolution.
I have no desire to do that. That could be on your list to try to get me kicked out.
I've already got, okay, that'll be on my list to try to get you kicked out. I'm like, yeah. I've been already kicked out of many places. So.
But I'm like, I'm good.
No, you gotta live, girl. This is living, getting kicked out. But then not banned. So then you're welcome back.
You're a dork.
There's a fine line.
Let us know if you've ever been kicked out of anywhere or banned from anywhere.
Yes.
If you had this problem with the cat pee, even though you don't have a cat, let me know. Because
yeah, have you ever smelt cat urine all throughout your house but don't have any cats?
Like, why what is do this you happening do? To me? I do not like it.
I hope it's gone when you get home.
Ooh. I do too. I'll shoot you a message.
Yeah, please do. Good thing you can't like smell through a screen or something.
Right. Ugh. Anyways, we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.